Episode 3198, Don't Step on the Heart.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy Happy day. How are you doing this weekend? I hope you're having a fabulous one and enjoying family and friends, and more importantly, time with the one that you sleep next to. Oh yes, it's all about relationship builders. Don't step on the heart. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already even had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, inspiring connection and community. You know, when we're little, we step on toes because we can, right? We're kids. But when we're adults, we step on hearts. If you do not want to wound your spouse emotionally, don't step on the heart. As much as this is true for parenting, it's also very much true for marriage. And when things like this overlap with such a distinguished definition, you better take a second look. You know, in marriage, of course, we may inadvertently step on each other's toes, causing temporary discomfort, just like it was done when we were kiddos, right? Way back when. However, the real pain arises when we step on each other's hearts, causing emotional wounds. It creates these cavities, these nooks and crannies where over time they become wounded, and those wounds get deeper and deeper and deeper. And as you go and you attack your spouse, where do you think it settles? Right there in the first bruise, which then becomes what? A little crack. And then that crack becomes a crevice. And that crevice then becomes basically this open wound. And if it's not healed over time, it becomes very tender. And many times these wounds are unintentional, right? We don't mean to, but it's usually because we're not paying attention. You know, it's unintentional, yet it's intentional. How crazy is that? Which results in blind spots we have in our relationships. Right, within our own marriage, we have blind spots. And if we don't sit here and begin to really look at where we are with our spouse and are we doing damage to their hearts, what do you think is going to happen? Well, we're going to end up hurting them. And then it'll be hard to have those nooks and crannies, those crevices, those ditches filled. So if you want to protect your spouse's heart, avoid the pitfalls that keep the ditch fresh. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Avoid pitfalls that keep the ditch fresh. And what I mean by that, it truly is this idea of, okay, you make the first blow and it's like, oh, you know, you get hit with the ball really hard and like, that really hurt. But if you could hit the ball in the same place every single time, what do you think is going to happen? Well, initially, it may just kind of sting a little bit, might leave a red mark on the skin. The next time it strikes you, it might leave more of a bruise. And the next time it's like, wow, now it's getting like a really bad color bruise. The next time, all of a sudden, now your leg isn't just bruised, but now you've got broken blood vessels. So you've got to look at avoiding the pitfalls, because those pitfalls are going to create quicksand in your marriage. And that quicksand can grow over time. And when that happens, anything that you say, you do, right, your actions, your words, they all have power. And it begins just to fill up, and it just sinks in and in and in, and it goes deeper and deeper and deeper to the point where you have worse than a broken heart. You have a wounded heart. So you got to avoid these pitfalls. What does that look like in real life? Number one, don't rush to fix the problem. So instead of immediately seeking solutions, take the time to truly listen and connect with your spouse. You know what? Us women, come on girls, we have got to be very cautious about trying to say, here, this is how you do it, right? The guys like to be the fix-it people, but sometimes fixing it isn't always the best thing. We need to listen to our spouse. We need to connect on an emotional level. Show them love and support by prioritizing emotional validation before problem solving. It's not about saying, well, here's your solution. It's like saying, here's your sign. No, maybe you just need to let them air out their dirty laundry and let it go. Let it fly in the sky. Don't rush to fix the problem. Number two, don't make plans without consulting your spouse. Now, how many times have you done something and haven't consulted your spouse? And no, I'm not talking like a surprise birthday party or like a quick weekend getaway that you're like, oh, we're just going to kind of pack these things together and I'm going to get stuff ready and we're going to go away for a couple days. I'm not talking about those cute little things. Those are wonderful gestures. And those really do create memories because they're experiences. What I'm talking about here is, well, let's see, you decide one day that all of a sudden you want to ditch your job and get a new job. So you already put in your 2 weeks notice and you come home and just in, you know, just very easy conversation, all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah. And by the way, I'll be starting this new job here in the next week and a half, but I've got a week off in between because they couldn't have me start. And your spouse is like, what? Talk about being caught off guard. Don't make plans without consulting your spouse. Every decision you make impacts your spouse, whether it's a direct link. When you're married, it's a double link. So show respect by considering their thoughts and opinions before finalizing plans. Now, yes, you can have some things, you know, like maybe you want to go purchase something. Maybe it's a computer and you guys have been talking about it, but all of a sudden the computer comes out and maybe you go and you go ahead and make that purchase. Well, you've already started discussing it. That doesn't mean you can't go buy it. But the thing is when we're sitting here just kind of going about our everyday and not including our spouse, what do you think our spouse feels? Left out. The whole idea of getting married is not being left out, not being alone. So don't make plans without consulting your spouse. Number three, don't check out other people. And what I mean by that is in quotes, check out. Engaging in distracted or flirtatious behavior with others, even if it remains verbal or nonverbal, undermines your spouse's confidence and trust. Sitting there kind of glancing over doing the second look, watch out, men. I'm telling you, your wife is watching. Reinforce your commitment by being mentally monogamous. Meaning that you're saying, my eyes are only for you, babe. And actually saying that once in a while. You're my hunk of love. You know, whatever it is that your spouse may need to hear. And don't do it like once every decade. Okay. Do it like at least once every week. Remind them in a different way. Don't use the same term. And you might be saying, well, Christiane, you know, it's kind of hard. We may be talking about other people. Yes, you can have conversation. But let's say you go on vacation and you're at a beach. And all of a sudden, you're on the right side. Right, of what's happening where your little, you know, family is gathering, but the people that's really being watched are on the left side. And all of a sudden you turn around, you're like, well, how come my spouse isn't paying attention to me? And looking over here to this, well, maybe more intriguing and more, well, let's just say tempting people. And it may be a person. How do you think you're going to feel? Well, you're probably going to feel like, hello. Yeah, you don't want to be checking out other people. It's one thing to have conversations about things if it's at the right time, right? Be very careful about timing here. You don't just want to say, oh, well, you know, I was just thinking the other day what it would be like to be married to someone else. And then all of a sudden you happen to run into your old girlfriend. Well, that's probably going to be a little uncomfortable, right? Think. Avoid pitfalls that keep the ditch fresh. You don't want to create quicksand in your marriage. And finally, number four, don't hide your spouse instead of highlighting them. Keeping your marriage separate from other aspects of your life may seem like protection, but in actuality, it can actually hurt your spouse. So proudly display your commitment through public gestures like, whoa, wait, wearing your wedding ring, something that says, I am committed. Right? Gestures of affection, holding hands, right? You don't have to sit there and be like all cuddy-duddy and, you know, it's like, do you need a hotel room type of thing? No, but you can have these public gestures, putting your arm around each other, holding hands, even, you know, pecking here and there, a kiss. Yes, that is all sweet. And showcase your spouse in all areas of your life, right? If you sit there and say, yeah, I'm married, and you've got coworkers and you've been working there for a decade, but your coworkers ask you questions like, oh, yeah, well, you know, she's busy or he's doing this or she's doing that. But it's really like short and to the point, but there's no like expansion. Well, then when you do meet the coworkers, because usually there's a crossover there, maybe there's going to be an employer and family gathering. Maybe it's going to be something where you'll be at a function or you meet him at the grocery store, right? You want to have a little bit of insight. So truly, truly share your spouse with others. Don't hide them, but share them. Remember, marriage is a journey that requires constant effort. It's not easy, but it is so worth it. And with that constant effort, there's growth. And so by recognizing and addressing these unintended behaviors of like, well, you know what, I can just sit back and really not do anything. You know, it's not hurting anybody. I'm not like doing anything. I'm not acting out on my thoughts or where my eyes are looking. No. I am saying my eyes are only for you. You mean the world to me, right? You can strengthen your bond with your spouse and create this lasting, fulfilling relationship when you what? Stop stepping on the heart. So take the necessary steps. Protect each other's hearts. Foster that trust and celebrate the love you share. It's a daily interaction. Even if you're apart or together, your spouse could be traveling. Maybe they've taken another job in another city and so you've got community involved. Whatever it is, together you can build a marriage that withstands any challenge. So what are you going to do to avoid those pitfalls? Think about it. So long as you don't step on the heart. Go in peace. Be present. Be incredible. Be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.